The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. One of us is wrong here. The other is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Morning, everyone. It is 8 a.m. straight up. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon at 3, 710, KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. 47, the high today. Sun is out. It's beautiful. 48 Thursday and 55 on Friday. And all the turmoil now in the count and the recount. And we're going to take a sidebar here. He's city councilman in Aurora, but just a good man. Dave Gruber joins us. Thanks, sir. Good morning and welcome back to the radio show. And I got a bunch of stuff to ask. So you want to just go to work and welcome home.
Good morning, Peter. We can do that. But first off, I want to thank all the veterans. Today's Veterans Day, and I don't want to forget the sacrifice that they've made. So thanks for everybody who served.
11-11-11. The guns go silent. It is history. We're going to do some of that again tomorrow. We haven't spoken since the election. Let's look at Colorado, Republican Party, and then national, and what do you think the outcome will be?
Well, every vote has to be counted, and I don't think the president should surrender. I don't think he should make any move to show that the election's over until every vote is counted and until the judicial process is done. So I think what is happening is exactly what should happen, and that is that every vote is questioned in every state. And once every legal vote is in, then a decision will be made, but we're not there yet.
I agree. We've been talking about it now for a few days. It's interesting to go back to a week from today, a week ago, and I was so happy sitting here on that Wednesday morning, and I thought the president had it. And now what's happened has happened. The predicator is, if Donald Trump is going to stay in the Oval Office, they have to show proof of voter fraud. They have to show voter fraud, and that's what we're waiting for now.
And that's right. So, you know, I've heard the statements and I've heard the claims. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people put those facts up and when those go to court, yep, then we'll have a decision. Yep. So, again, it's not a time to get excited one way or another. I mean, yes, the, you know, it's like watching football games on Saturday and Sunday, right, where it looks like there was a touchdown, but guess what? The guy dropped the ball. We're at that same point. So people might think they know the end of the game, but we have to find out what the courts say before the game is finally called.
I agree. I mean, like I said, it angers everybody up. It looks rough right now, but I've been reading a lot of the Pennsylvania stuff, and a lot of this hinges in Pennsylvania. Giuliani claims he has evidence. Let's get it on. Let's take a look at it. There's all these stories in Philadelphia. Let's see them. And it's down to it. It's really down to it. You're a Republican. What is the history of the history? What is the future of the Republican Party in Colorado?
Well, right now, I think we need to make some major changes. I can tell you on city council what's happening is that you know, we have a few conservatives on council, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to block the most activist things that are being brought forward. In other words, stop the dumb stuff. We had an ordinance that came forward that said there could be six individuals, and they could bring their families to rent a house anywhere in the city. So we blocked that. We had an ordinance came forward, $20 minimum wage by 2027. We were able to block that. And we didn't block it ourselves. We blocked it by letting the people of the city know that this is coming. And then they weighed in, and then the activists on city council had to pull back. We've got a couple of others coming. We have ranked choice voting. I don't know whether you've studied that yet, but ranked choice voting is going to come to Aurora, and we need to get in front of that, because if ranked choice voting comes, then it's going to be very, very difficult to ever have a conservative elected again. There's another discussion going on about rent control. You know, the way to stop increasing rents or the increase in rents is to control it. And we've seen that that has failed in every city it's been tried in, but lo and behold, that's going to come to Aurora as well, and we need to get in front of that. So on one hand, we're playing defense across the board. In some cases, on the very, very bad stuff, we have to block. On the stuff that we can't block, we have to compromise. And then to compromise, the deal is that we have to figure out how we can support that in such a way, by working with the folks on the other side of the aisle, create something that we can both agree with. So it doesn't, to simply stop everything won't work, doesn't work. It doesn't do our voters any help. It doesn't do them any good. So we need to get in front of that and figure out where we can compromise and we should compromise. But on the bad stuff, I mean, we need to put the stake in the ground and say, we will not pass this point and we'll do our best to stop it.
But right now, the state of Colorado, you know, moments ago, somebody I know, you know, Pat Neville steps away from leadership. The party in Colorado is a total free fall, and it needs to burn and needs to begin again. And Dave Gruber's with us, big fan of Dave, city council in Aurora. The face of the party is now Lauren Boebert. Now, it's not Ken Buck, and it's not the knock-around Republican stiffs that are out there. It's her. Will they learn from her, Dave? What do you think?
I hope they do. Our message is not resonating. I mean, you know, I'm an old white guy, and when I go to the caucuses, everybody in there is, you know, looks like me.
Oh, sure.
And we have to figure out how to take the tenets of conservatism, you know, the tenets of what we were built on, and we need to structure that in such a way that it makes more sense to the young and to the minorities. Look what Trump did with the minorities. Look at the increase that he had in African-American voters and Hispanic voters.
Miami.
I mean, he was chipping away at that, and that's a significant change of where we were in the past.
No, Miami, the Cubans, because he's anti-socialism, all the people that ran from Venezuela and Central America and the Cubans, they came out and they put him over. They actually put him over. And so I don't know what to think right now. I really don't.
Well, but okay, so I'm hopeful on that point. I'm hopeful on the point that there were people who listened to the message, looked at the results that the president brought forward, and then based on those results and based on the message, changed their votes, the historic votes, from the Democrats to the Republican side. That's very encouraging. The other thing you have to keep an eye on is what's going on now in Colorado. I can tell you in my city, our crime is up, our murder rate is up, our thefts are up. Across the board, our crime is going up. When I was elected 3 years ago, we were one of the 10, or we were in the top 10 safest large cities in the country. And now we're nowhere close to that.
I know.
In addition to our crime going up, our arrests are going down.
Yep.
And a lot of that has to do with police morale based on the legislative choices that have been made at the state and the city level.
Yeah,
so those two things are very important to everybody in the city, because if you're afraid to go outside, if you're seeing people breaking into your car out in the front yard, you know, those are things that are very important. Colorado just voted to get rid of the Gallagher Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever you think about the Gallagher Amendment, when they talk about the fact that we're going to bring in many tens of millions of dollars, if you think that's not you paying that bill, you don't understand.
Of course.
So Gallagher is a trailer, right? Because you have to have, first you have your house appraised, and then after the appraisal, then your taxes go up. So the taxes from Gallagher won't go up in the near term. It's about 1-2 years, or it'll be 2 years out. But when those taxes go up, then all of a sudden everybody's going to be looking around saying, wait a minute, why?
But,
you know, the Democrats are in charge. My crime's going up. My taxes are going up.
Mm-hmm.
I've got problems. You know, homelessness is going up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought by voting Democrat, all these things were going to get better. And look, they're all worse.
But
and
Dave,
that's the opportunity for
Dave,
the Republicans.
Dave, these people created it.
And, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people who simply believe the rhetoric.
Well,
if I vote Democrat, all these things will get better.
But that's the fault of the Republican Party. If you can't get your message across, i.e., any Cory Gardner commercial, here I am again. Every one of them was absolutely the worst commercial, followed by the worst commercial. Now, Yesterday I was out and I saw, again, another homeless strip. I saw one Saturday on my motorcycle. I saw one on my bike on Friday. They're growing everywhere. That is the fault of U.S. Senator-elect John Hickenlooper. That's his fault. He did that.
I agree. And again, we in Aurora just put almost $4 million out to deal with homelessness.
Stupid. It's stupid.
We're renting a warehouse where we can put folks in at nighttime in the winter.
Yep.
So that problem is increasing.
Well, because it's the bird feeder. Keep putting seeds in the bird feeder, so pretty soon Wolverines show up. Look, this ain't that tough. And at the same time, the fools who are running this, the Democrats are doing exactly what they want to do. Denver will be San Francisco, give another 4 or 5 years. The state of Colorado, when they gave up sovereignty because they want a popular vote, that's music to their ears. Watch what these people do. Now, final two questions. Dave Gruber's here. The next two seats that are in play, Polis, second term, Michael Bennett's reelection. Who's out there to challenge?
I don't see it.
I don't see
anyone with the statewide stature
there
that can carry that.
There it is.
But Peter, before I know that I don't have any time, but before we go, I'm looking to the future, right? So, first off, Trump made an impact across the nation. The ideas that he brought forward have made an impact across the nation. Second thing is that we've got things in Colorado that aren't going in the right direction. I mean, you can blame Trump for COVID all you want, but all of our decisions here in Colorado, you know, the fact that we're going through an explosion right now, it is very difficult to blame any of that on Trump.
You can blame Trump, not Jared Polis. And we're having spikes now, and Jared Polis is the emperor. How can that be? How could that possibly be? It can't, but it is.
Right, but so go to the next step. So the next step is that you have a lot of people in about 2 years are going to say, my taxes are going up, crime's going up. Yeah. I made these decisions before. Yeah. Do I go the same way and stay on the same route, or do I listen to those things that Trump said a couple of years ago and maybe vote for people who are carrying that message?
But it doesn't depend on Ken Buck or the rest of these guys. It depends on a new breed, the Pat Nevilles, the Dave Williamses, guys like you that come forward. The people who are inside the party who can't see it are the blind fools. And if there's any chance of saving this state from the idiocy of the progressive left, the people who have been jockeying this party right now have to get out of it. They have to walk away from it. And you know what, Dave? There's no intention. I don't see them doing it. And matter of fact, they're still mad at me for pointing it out. This is who you are. I'm a boy.
Well, you aren't the only one pointing to the fact that we've done poorly and we need to make major changes.
Well,
when you go to the meetings, we need to have young people there. We need to have different races there. It can't be a bunch of old white folks trying to determine how to save the Republican Party. That fails every time.
That's who they are. You know, what did George said the other day, was quoting, I think, Parcells or somebody, you know, your record says who you are, not what you say, like whatever talk show host or on airs or columnist or blowhards anywhere say the Republican Party is. The record says who they are. And the record says they haven't won since Bill Owens.
Right. And then I think you read Dick Wadham's editorial.
I did.
The fact is that the agenda that we build as a result of what we've learned from this election, we got our butts kicked. And we need
to
restructure that agenda.
They got to admit it.
And I think Dick is exactly right.
Well, I don't know what they want to do, because they have to become the party of the working man like the Democrats were when I was a kid, and not the Trotskyist that the Democrats have turned into. You're the man. Dave, thanks, man. We'll hit it again next week. Thank you, Dave Gruber,
everyone.
All right. Open lines, 303-696-1971. What now? And any hope of Donald Trump staying in the Oval Office? They have to have proof of voting fraud. And we live in this era now of talk radio and the internet and fools like MSNBC and the gas bags that are on CNN. But you have to show evidence, not some thing that you heard or read. And that's what brings it up to it. And Gruber's right. They have to have that day in court. Let's get the day in court. But if, and it doesn't look good for Donald Trump, that's just the truth. You can all get wrapped around the axle. But, you know, the truth, it's like when I said, hey, this isn't going to work. All right, Anderson's Vacuum, 3 stores. I was starting to do this before the top of the hour. In Aurora, 15261 East Mississippi, Highlands Ranch, 151 East Mineral Avenue. And the Inglewood store, the original store, 3424 South Broadway. What a wonderful gift, man. You want to, like, hear what your gift giving. Here's, honey, here early. Here's the new vac. Going, damn, man, you're the man. Dyson Beam, Hoovers, Eureka's, Oryx. We got the red tag right now and the Peter Boyle's pick of the month and the red tag, November red tag sale, 50% off selected vacs and repairs. I'm telling you, you could really come in and hit the home run. Walk in the door or take the missus or take the mister and go and look. In Aurora, 15261 East Mississippi Avenue, Highlands Ranch, 151 East Mineral Avenue, and, of course, the Inglewood store, 3424 South Broadway, 6 days a week, three stores to serve you, 50% off selected vacs. You could beat a man. You could beat a woman. Look at this, honey. 30-day trial period, money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you'll love it. People start tracking all the dirt in and everything now. Weather changes. 6 days a week. The website's andersonsvacuum.com. You can talk to them, 303-781-3001.
Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Wednesday, everybody, 19 after the hour. One line's open, 303-696-1971. Tomorrow, that book on William Paley, Creating CBS. The book's entitled Empire. Great book. We have a lineup the rest of the week. Good people coming. But that the Paley book is really well done. Empire, that'll be part of tomorrow's show. You know what's interesting to me with all my Republican friends? Why didn't you do it? Well, that's what we're going to do. Why didn't you do it? Dick Wadhams, here's what we need to do. Why didn't you do it? What's that great line? Your record tells your truth. You know, if your football team is 3-5, that's the truth. If your football team is 6-0, that's the truth. If you had your ass kicked since back in the 80s, that's the truth. And that's the truth. And now all this, we're going to do this now. Oh, really? Oh, I'm waiting. You know, why didn't you do it? What was the great line? If you were going to win that fight, you'd have won that fight. We would be leaving with Stan after boxing matches, and guys would talk about it, and I wasn't any good. I'm not telling you I was any good. I wasn't. But guys would say about it. And Stanley would say, well, if you're going to win that fight, you'd have won that fight. To all of you, to Dick Wadhams, to Randy, to all the people I love and respect, if you were going to do it, you'd have done it, and you didn't do it. And you were telling me about landslides and telling me all this kind of stuff, and it wasn't going to happen. And now you got to live with it. And if you continue along the same path, this is what you're going to get. Burn it down. Wednesday, 47 High will be Twin Aspen Dental Center is open. You need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful. You need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Brian Richter is your guy. He's our dentist, a family dentist, pandemic or not. Keeping patients, employees, and the community safe is the top priority. They treat every patient if they're infectious and maintain top-notch infection control protocols. Keep everybody safe. Want to experience the same quality of care the family's experienced for years. It's Twin Aspen Dental. He's my friend. He's the kid's friend. He's everybody's friend. But he's this great dentist. It's a full-service dental clinic. And here's the whammo showstopper. You get free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Become a patient of the man today, 303-841-7466. And the rest of your natural-born life, as they would say, you will get your tophuses whitened for free. Free teeth whitening for life, 303-841-7466. On the web, twinaspendentalcenter.com. They're really, and you know, they control all the infection, top-notch infection control protocols. The man's the man. Dr. Brian Richter, 303-841-7466, online, twinaspendentalcenter.com. All right, here we go. We start at the top. We go to Steve. Steve, you're on the show, man. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. Good show, as always.
Oh, you're kind. Thanks.
Appreciate it. There's a man involved in this whole thing that I have just an incredible amount of respect for, and I don't mean Donald Trump. He broke the mafia in New York City when he was mayor.
Giuliani.
Yep. He cleaned up a city that couldn't be cleaned up, and he's an incredible lawyer. And if he says he's got proof, he's got proof. And what might happen is the Supreme Court might discount the entire state of Pennsylvania.
But you're doing mights and could-haves, and, you know, Giuliani is Trump's attorney, and I've been reading him, and he said he talks about in Philly— He said in Pittsburgh.
Well, they might discount everything just from Philly, but
well, no, they have Pittsburgh
at any rate,
too.
Yeah. If at any rate, if this happens, what happens then is there won't be enough electoral votes for either candidate. It'll go into the House of Representatives.
But it's the incoming
House of Representatives.
Look how far ahead. Pardon me. With respect, look how far ahead of yourself you become.
Right, but I'm just saying if a state is discounted by the Supreme Court, then there's not enough electoral votes for either guy. And if the presidential decision goes into the House of Representatives,
I know. And
it's done state by state, and the Republicans will win.
Well, see, what you just did was somewhere over the rainbow. And I want all of these scenarios to be at least legitimately looked at. But I read Giuliani. And I read his appearances, and I've quoted and looked at the cases he's talked about. And like I said, I want Donald Trump to retain the Oval Office. I'm just not sure it's going to happen. And
I'm not either.
So we live in this era where, you know, things move quicker because of the Internet and because of talk and because of the news outlets. And the Trump people are confident, saying they have evidence of massive voter fraud, and they're putting it together. And there's going to be arrests and voter scams, and all that proof will be out there to be so damning. And that's all, you know, they're allegations. And if the evidence proves to be true, then we have one thing. But if the evidence is not true, and we went through 30 days with Al Gore, president-elect Al Gore. So, I mean, there's a lot of precedents here, but what they have to do, and if they don't, then my question to you is, what comes next?
Well, then Biden will be the president.
Yeah. And then how long do you, what's the overs and unders on how long Joe lasts?
Well, we don't know yet if the Senate is going to go to Democrat or Republican.
Well, and thank you once again. Remember they told your man, Cory Gardner, and I say that facetiously, they're going to need Cory's vote in the Senate, and you know what? You're going to get Hickenlooper. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Republican Party. Thanks, Ken Buck. Thanks, you guys. When this guy could have won, I swear to God, Cory Gardner could have won.
Sure he could.
So if you're looking for anger, go to the Republican Party and ask them why. Don't let them fade on you. Don't let them redirect your anger. If you want anger, you bring it to the Republican Party. That's where the anger belongs.
That rat's nest of Rhino Republicans based out of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, well, they're out of Colorado Springs. They're out of Denver. They're country club operators. They're a number of different bond daddies.
They're blue blood country club Republicans. Yeah,
they can say whatever they want to say. And this morning I'm hearing from them because they're angry. Oh, wow. That's really just, break my heart. Truth is, and when the truth has its own side. You know, there's Donald Trump's side, and then there's Joe Biden's side, and then there's the truth. And the truth will be out there one way or the other. But it isn't, the truth is not, there is no such thing as Republican Party truth. That's a lie. How can this young kid, Lauren Boebert, do what she did, and now they discount her? Watch what happens to that young woman. She's now the face of the Republican Party. She's got more rocks than Ken Buck on his best day. And she's got Cory Gardner. Oh, geez. So this young woman is now the face of the Republican Party. They're not going to bring her. They won't bring her around. Watch.
No, because
watch what happens.
She's not a rhino.
She's not one of them.
She's not one of them.
Take care of yourself. 303-696-1971. David Ellis is my guy. With the holidays coming, you need dough. David Ellis Jewelry. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades. Offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. No obligation. Free evaluations, private and confidential. That's the important part. Park and walk in. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. He's got black awnings on the building. There's no obligation. Free evaluations, private and confidential. Looking to buy gifts for somebody? David's always the guy. David Ellis, 303-322-8779. 6 days a week, and David's there. He's our guy. Get instant cash on the spot. You need money right now. Holidays are coming, Christmas, Thanksgiving. See David. David Ellis, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek. All right, we go to, I'm trying to look at a name on the screen. Sometimes they don't pop up. Whatever your name is, you're on the air. Good morning. Give me a name.
Hey, Peter, it's Frank.
Hey, Bubba.
How you been?
I'm good, man.
Hey, that's good. That's good. Hey, listen, I really, your last caller kind of is an example of this, but I think all of these lawsuits and things that are being brought by the Trump, you know, administration is creating false hope because this is more than an uphill battle. I mean, he's challenging what we'd have to do. There's only six states that would ever even be in play, mm-hmm. and he's really only close in two of them, and he'd have to flip three.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know what Giuliani's got or whatever.
I think
Giuliani has. This is what worries me, because in the past, Giuliani has, I think, you know, he's overstated his hand a little bit.
I agree.
And I'm sure that there's anecdotal, instances of, you know, somebody submitting two ballots or somebody submitting somebody else's ballot
Is it enough? Is it enough?
It's not going to be enough. And like the last caller said, there's no precedent to overturn a state's electoral votes. Trump has brought suit against the counties in Pennsylvania that Biden won.
Yeah.
But the only instances of any anecdotal alleged fraud, I'm using air quotes here, mm-hmm. are in counties that Trump won. And they were things that happened before the election. You're not going to ever get to a point where it's just showstopper, oh my gosh, the entire county's voting numbers are off,
yeah.
and therefore you have to flip the entire state or discount electoral votes. It's never going to happen. There's no precedent for that.
I spent hours reading this stuff about the affidavits and they said they have signed affidavits about illegal activity in Pennsylvania and Nevada, but you can't find them. Computers that flip Republican votes to Democrats in Michigan. Great story. I can't find it. Dead people voting in Pennsylvania. Sounds like Lyndon Johnson in Texas. I mean, I can't.
That's what I mean.
And I'm looking.
Peter, these things, these stories are
they're internet.
They become kind of like a urban legend, you know. And you can't breathe them into life. You can't speak them into existence. You have to actually have it. And even if you have one or two anecdotal things, or if you have 1,000 anecdotal things, how are you going to flip the closest state he's in is I think, Arizona, and he's 12,000 votes away.
I mean, I don't know what's – it has to play out, because if they shut it down
I agree with you on that.
It has to – I mean, believe me when I tell you. I mean, it has to play out. And this has been such – I mean, the people that – support Donald Trump, and I certainly am, to watch the beating this guy took for 4 years, and then the whammo showstopper is now the end of this. But all of the people that said things, and said things to Big Deal, said things to me, but I said, it's not going to happen. And, I mean, Colorado, I mean all of the things that we and now we're still taking heat, and it's okay. That's what we do for a living. But any hope of Donald Trump staying?
You know, Colorado's a lost cause.
No, it's not.
Right now, let's be honest about it. How can you say that there's any hope here Republican?
They have run nothing but toads and stooges and do-nothings since Noah put the ark in low gear, and that's why they're beat.
I agree with you on that.
So then you find somebody, and like when I was 1,000 years ago, the Democratic Party was a working man's party. If I heard my dad say that once, I heard him say it 1,000 times. And that was Jack Kennedy. It was Harry Truman. It was FDR. The party of the working man, the party that allowed union organizing and all the kinds of things that FDR did and Harry Truman did and Jack Kennedy did. Well, that party is now Donald Trump. Not the Republicans. You can't say they're the Republicans, because the Republicans are goofballs like Cory Gardner. But the true the guy who says, I talk about the imaginary family that I think we do the radio show for, you know, a guy's in his first part of his 40s, got a couple of kids, loves his wife, car broke down. You know, he's got to go to work. Boss is a pain in the ass. You know, he's the guy that my dad and his brothers and the guys I grew up with, and they were hardcore. The Republican Party should appeal to that guy instead of saying the idiocy of I'm going to save the forest and go to China and get you a mask. And that was Cory Gardner. Yeah. And so,
you know what? Honestly, though, for consolation on things, maybe this is is it honestly, nationally, you know, Republicans didn't get washed away at
all.
No,
they did not.
That's
my point.
If you subtract the Trump, the presidential election,
they did good.
It's probably a close win for the Republicans nationally.
And that's Trump fallout, except for the blue. The only place the blue wave hit was here.
See, I think that this is what I don't know, and you may disagree, but I think that Trump lost on account of being Trump, but I think the policies and the ism didn't lose.
Yeah.
And I think that, so the personality really kind of, you know, it didn't hold up the rest of the ism. He struck a chord.
Let me put
it that way.
America first. Secure the borders. Use the tariffs. Say goodbye to globalism. Get the hell out of these George Bush wars. Swearing off ideological crusades of the Obamas and the Clintons. And you're right. I mean, he made a jackass out of himself on that first go around. But and how much of this is when somebody said women didn't like Donald Trump? I said, yeah, there was a great line. He reminded all his women of their ex-husband. But, you know, he he may lose the presidency, but Trumpism is not rejected except by Cory Gardner and the Republican Party. This young woman, that Lauren Boebert, she's a Trumper. She went up to her husband rode his Harley up to Rushmore, and she went up there and met with him and came back, you know, glowing like a lantern. And she shows up. I went to a backyard fundraiser for her. I haven't talked about it. We can talk about it now. She shows in strapped. She walks in the backyard strapped. I'm going, all right, you know. Can you imagine Cory Gardner strapped?
No, I don't think. I mean, no. Cory Gardner is basically a putz. I mean, you know, that's how he's always been.
Can you imagine Cory Gardner standing up at Bandimere?
Well,
no,
I can't.
No.
Cory is kind of a hollow vessel. I mean, that's really what he is.
But he was their boy. I was told by radio shows, Cory's going to win. I'm going, yeah. You know, remember the old man would put his finger in his stomach, go jump through this. The old man, my brother and I were talking about that.
I think he's a smart guy and all this. I don't want to diss him too bad, but he's just so milquetoast. I mean, there isn't any other way around.
He's going to be a great lobbyist. He's a great lobbyist. All right, man. Wednesday morning, we have a line open. It's the truth. It's the truth. And those of you who say don't burn it down, you're the ones who should have thrown the match. You're looking for a great selection of eyewear, and we got a guy called the show that he had seen Alan. Alan Stackstack Optical. I was in Larson Ski and Sport yesterday looking at new ski stuff. And we're talking about it. Alan made for me last year these prescription ski goggles, and they changed everything. If you ski with eyewear, you know how difficult it is putting goggles over. You know, I fought with this stuff for years. And Alan made me prescription ski goggles. And we're going to ski. You know, I think Loveland's opening, and is A Basin open? I think so. Well, I remember one time we went the Ribbon of Death. You know, there's one run right down the middle, 10,000 snowboarders and you. No, it's all right, Peter. You're an old man. But it'll get open, and we'll be skiing. And my glasses are from Stack, motorcycle glasses and prescription ski goggles and sunners and name it. Stack has it. I got them right on. Now, the on-site lab's a perfect place to get repairs. Alan is my guy, Alan Stack, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, South Monaco and Evans, open by appointment only. That's a cool thing to do now. So call him up at 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578, and make the appointment. And 11 o'clock Friday, 11 o'clock on Friday, they unlock the door. You and the significant others come in, and they go to work. And they're all COVID protected, and, I mean, you know, they're doing eyewear stuff, so... 2233 South Monaco Parkway, Monaco Parkway in Evans. Call them 6 days a week. Make the appointments, your time, your place. 303-321-1578. It's the best guy. StackOptical.com. 303-696-1971. I think we go to Mark. Mark, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Yes, I have a couple of quick predictions for Biden's first few months. China will move on Taiwan. The Iranians will move into Syria and start attacking Israel. We'll have $5 gas, and you'll have about 15-20% unemployment.
I can't argue because you can't say what if, but... But Joe has already said he's going to reinitiate the Iranian nuke deal. He's going back to World Health, which is a huge mistake. He's going to re-enter the Paris Accords. And these are things we know he's going to do.
Yes.
Now, Paris Accords are, they're devastating. The World Health, if there's anybody to stay away from, it's the World Health. And he said he's going back to the Ayatollahs, and then he's gonna dance with the Green New Deal. Watch, because
yes.
Here's my question for you: what's the overs and unders, and how long, if Joe becomes president, how much time you give him?
Oh, 2 or 3 months at the most.
That's the under. That's the under.
Yeah, I don't see him. And one quick thing about Corey Gardner's commercials, he reminded me of Fred Willard, you know, the comedian.
Yeah, sure, of course. I met Fred Willard. Yeah, he was great.
You know, honest to God, when I saw his commercials, I thought, it's Fred Willard.
Mike Roberts said, the ads look like Hair Club for men. That's a great line, too. No, I mean, I get so angry at this man and that party because they did not have to lose. You imagine, you got beat by John Hickenlooper?
Yeah. Well, when you get Dick Wadhams on, he's blaming everything on Trump.
Yeah, of course they
and,
do. That's what they did. That's
yeah.
He's on Friday. No, he's wrong.
And Trump had I'm married to a South American woman.
Okay.
And he's got really good support in the Latin community.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he's
look at Miami. I mean, when they brought
exactly.
in, and that shocked those idiots a week ago last night. Shocked them.
Yeah.
Because all the Cubanos and all the Venezuelans and all the people that fled socialism are going, hey, man, we're voting for Donald Trump.
Oh.
But, you know, the great sadness is how it was able to, and I don't know if it was stolen or not, but how it was taken.
Yeah, it's, we had a chance with Trump. Maybe Biden is our karma coming back to us for our ungrateful arrogance and hubris for all these years.
If one follows one follows the other, you know, I'm trying to write, and one of the things that you go back and look when, and this isn't like after Watergate. I mean, the Republicans got swept, and out of that mess comes Jimmy Carter. Is Jimmy Carter kind of a Joe Biden-esque character? I'd take Jimmy Carter today 10 times over Joe Biden. But when Jimmy Carter gets dealt a bad hand, he plays it worse than it was dealt. Out of that comes Ronald Reagan. And I've been talking to these Repubs. Look down the bench. You know, you sound like a very smart guy, Mark. Can you see down the bench? Can you see anybody? Can you see Ronald Reagan sitting anywhere? Because I don't.
No. America, through its history, has been very fortunate to have certain great leaders at certain times.
Agreed.
And after Trump, I don't see anything.
After Trump,
I really don't think.
I don't think there's going to be a Republican in the Oval Office the rest of my life.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody.
No.
I mean, really, who is out there?
I don't see.
You know,
Donald Trump is not a Republican. They didn't want him.
No.
They hated him. They didn't want him coming here. And I come back to this.
Well,
look how they treated him when he went to the Air Force Academy.
Exactly. And another thing that's going to happen with Biden is there's going to be about 30 million people from Latin America
coming here. Listen, I go back to my list of Trumpisms, and staying out of these unnecessary wars is so significant.
Exactly.
Reducing force in Iraq and Afghanistan and the manufacturing base coming back, and they used the tariffs to and that's why Pfizer, you know as well as I do, Pfizer sandbagged Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean, I bet it that the chairman of the board and these multi-bazillionaire, multinational, globalist banker dudes, they said, okay, we got a cure here. Yeah. All right. Go hide it.
Until after the first.
And if you don't, I mean, the Ayatollah did it. They did it to Jimmy Carter. You know, they hid out. And the moment that Ronald Reagan was sworn in, the hostages were released. It's been done.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Good call. Thanks, man. 303-696-1971. Furnace check time. Now we got through the winter, and now it's going to be a couple warm days, and then the cold days will come back. Then it gets real cold. And so you got to get the furnace safety check and the mighty deal. Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Kevin and the guys have had them. They actually came to my house twice. Make sure everything's working safe for the people that you love to come. Today's I get to be schooling with my grandson today. I don't want to deal with costly repairs that could have been prevented. Isn't that smart? Like, forget it. No, no. And then the belt breaks when it's 12 below. the $69 furnace safety check. Take it. And if they find a problem, they're going to show it to you. And how about, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the furnace craps out on you when it's cold. Take care of all your plumbing and heating repairs. Right now they do the, and it's a good, the Mighty Drain Cleaning, $69. Kevin and these guys, they book you right on the spot when you call. You call them up today, call them up this morning, 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950. And right there, boom, they schedule. And they start sending you stuff, and they did it for me. And I'm their spokesperson, and they said they sent me the stuff on your phone, and here comes this guy, and he got I got all masks on and all the COVID stuff, and they really do background checks, and they really fix stuff. For $69, you get your furnace looked at. Are you kidding me? Do this. 720-340-1950. Easy number, 720-340-1950, or mightyph.com.
Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
It is a Wednesday morning. It's 8:49, 11 before the hour. Stephan this afternoon at 3, tearing it apart. Tomorrow, part of the show tomorrow, a remarkable book entitled Empire. And I, because I'm a radio guy, but about the media and the history of this country. And there's a guy named William Paley who invented, literally invented CBS. And you know, his rival was a guy named David Sarnoff, and we know all these stories. But it's the inside stuff that's so incredible, and the creating of the FCC. And he's, you know, he's there when Hoover's president. And Hoover has the Department of Commerce running radio and brilliant stuff. And through everything that happens, including, you know, the end of Murrow and the bringing about All in the Family and a remarkable book. And actually, the guy actually goes and meets Paley before Paley dies. So Wednesday morning, and the groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from an advanced hair restoration is finally here in Denver. If you got receding hair, bald spots, or thinning hair, especially young guys, man, because, you know, I'm losing my hair, but I'm like an old man. But I'm thinking, I met with Tanya Pauls and Farah, and everything that's in this clinic is run by these really great women, very experienced in state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. Advanced treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very, very, very next day. And they're wonderful. I mentioned, you know, Tyler and I go down there and knock around with them a little bit. 100% guaranteed advanced hair. You always receive the very highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. Celebrating advanced hair's grand opening in Denver. Make the phone call and talk to them. It's very private. You know, if you got any concerns at all, you're losing, you know, losing, you're going, well, I think I'll call them. Call them, 720-459-HAIR. They're confidential. They're extremely private. It's just you and them talking. 720-459, then dial H-A-I-R. The website is advancedhair.com. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair, 100% guaranteed to grow. Call them. You got concerns? Holidays are coming. That's a moment. You go, maybe something for myself. 720-459-HAIR. And we go to the phones. We go to Dean on one. Dean, we got about 5 minutes. You're on the show. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Thanks. I got to be quick here. I'm at work. You know, I kind of – something came across my mind here. I sense something that could be possible here is that maybe they're not actually trying to flip states. What if they were to simply find one or two very large examples of voter fraud, 100,000 fake ballots here, 200,000 fake ballots there, and actually try to deem the entire election void and call for an entirely new election?
It's called lie on one. You're right. If I catch you lying on one, what did you say over here? And attorneys use that in courtrooms. It's called lie on one. Are you lying? No. But if you can, like the cases in Philadelphia, how about Nevada? You know, these places where I read about them, but I haven't seen anything other than rumor and supposition. But you're right. If somebody can go into a courtroom in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, if they can show 10,000 switcheroos.
Yeah, they just need two big examples and say, look, we don't have time to figure this out. We're calling the election void.
Well, let's see what happens.
And we want a new election.
But you got to play it out. You have to say, we got to go to court, and you got to see it in court. And if Donald Trump stays, there has to be proof, overwhelming evidence of voter fraud. So far, I know it hurts people. I haven't seen that.
No, I know. And I think it's going to happen? No, but you know, it's just a thought that came across.
And it's a good one. It's a good one. Thanks, man. I mean, I leave you with this. I know you're angry. The job is not to be your cheerleader. I mean, if you want them, they're out there. You can go get cheered on. But you saw what happened. Your record speaks for itself. The hope of Donald Trump staying in the Oval Office rests on proof that there was voter fraud. We'll see what happens. Stephens this afternoon. See everybody tomorrow morning. Part of the show, the book's amazing. It's called Empire, How William Paley Built CBS. And a lot more to come this week. Take care, everyone. Good looking day, 47. Thanks, Billy Thorpe. See you in the morning at 5.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.